Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Here we go.
Yes.
Two for two. Yes, two for two. Guys, I'm doing two for two now. Hi guys.
I'm glad you all could make it tonight.
I'm here with Monty Corbell. Next Apollo is one of your little friends.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Oh yeah. And this is Monty Corbell. I'm so happy you could make it. I'm so stoked that you could be here. I'm so excited to get to know more about you. And we get to have a little fun here. Thank you.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course, of course. I'm here for supporting everybody. All right, let's dive into everything. Firstly, I think the fans should know a little bit about you. Would you mind giving a little rundown?
So my name is Monty Corbell. I am from the Milwaukee area. I've been producing hip hop, sort of EDM inspired stuff since 2015. Just totally indie, putting stuff out on SoundCloud, more recently Spotify, Apple Music. And I have two self-released albums right now, my first being very hip hop inspired and my most recent one I came out with, I think this year still, it feels like it's been out forever, is more dark pop inspired. And that's called Mount Moon, which is a project I'm super proud of, happy to put out there.
Wow, congrats on your new album. I'm so excited.
Yeah, appreciate that. And I'm doing, well, I was doing everything I can to promote it, but you can only do so much before you get worn out, you know?
Yeah, I get you 100%. I mean,
Yeah.
just you being here, it's like more exposure.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Marketing game, it's tricky.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's why partnerships are most important.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very true. But overall, I'm so stoked. So let's dive into everything. Since you are, in fact, a producer, I'm going to give you, I'm going to make this nicer for you since you are a producer. Let's start with a little backstory because everybody loves a backstory.
Okay.
What got you into wanting to be a producer and to even be interested in music at all?
Well, when I was a kid, the first I didn't even realize I was producing, but I was learning guitar maybe around the age of 10, 11 years old, and I had recorded myself playing guitar on Audacity, you know, just like the family Windows computer. And I realized that the song would sound better if it had drums. Now, I had no idea what the craft of producing was, but I decided to just take a drum sample that I think I clipped it from some song and I just kind of pasted it in there where I thought the drums would go. I haven't thought about that for years, but I had realized that that was sort of my first run at producing. Now, I don't have that MP3 today. I'm sure it sounds like crap. But later in college, I got this idea from the Arby's commercial. It's like that bah, 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 we have the meat. And I was like, oh, like I should make like a full version of that song. And like just from this idea where I had this joke that I wanted to come to life, I kind of taught myself how to produce enough to make the song. And then I was like, oh, I kind of like doing this. I might do some more of this, you know? So that's how I got into it.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. It was a joke. It was a joke in the beginning, but now it's like a real thing going on.
Yeah, I'm got my own artist name, and I'm pretty serious about it now. I mean, it just started as something like I was in college and I put on a song that I made sort of as a joke for my friends, and then, you know, as weeks went on, I put on something that was a little bit more serious, and they kind of danced to it, and eventually they learned the words, and I'm like, wow, I kind of like doing this, you know? And that's just where I started, you know?
Yeah, I totally get you. It's actually really funny that it started from a little joke, and now you got this whole thing going.
Yeah, you just never know where your hobbies or whatever you love will, where it will come from.
Yeah, no kidding. No cap.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't released that song, the ultimatum would have been like, I don't know, like something else. So I'm glad that you took a chance and got that song out.
That's true, yeah. And I do like try other things, you know. I tried writing books, I tried acting in independent films, but I think making music is the art form that I enjoy the most.
Yeah. I don't even envision you doing any acting. I think music is your best form.
Yeah. It's easier because, you know, you get to isolate yourself and just, you know, be you in the act of making music.
Oh, yes. Yes, 100%. And I admire all that. So that's good. My God. Going on. Now that I got a little backstory, now let's jump really into your music. So as a producer, how do you describe your music as a producer?
I've always been intrigued by the darker side of things. In high school, I was just this huge fan of dubstep music, and I never learned how to produce dubstep, and I'm happy that I didn't go down that path, because I feel like it's a little saturated at this point, and I'm not sure if I could have built the skills in time to match up to those expectations that are in the dubstep EDM community. But at the same time, like with my hip hop music and now more recently my dark pop music, there's still always that influence from dubstep that seeps in. So when I'm making music, I'm trying to emulate that without actually doing it.
Gotcha. All right, so you're like an everything artist then. Like you don't have a specific sound.
That's kind of what I'm going for. Yeah, I think I have a fear of being limited to a genre, so I like to kind of sit in the middle of this triangle, I guess you can imagine, where each corner is a different genre, with it being hip hop at one corner, pop in another corner, and EDM at the third corner. And I try to sit somewhere in the middle. Every once in a while, I sway towards one corner or the other, but I try to do a mix of it all just so I don't limit myself to one genre. Because I don't know, there's something about that that scares me.
You shouldn't have that fear at all. I mean, you should never limit yourself. I mean, everything artist, if you're doing multiple genres, that's not a fear. That's like an accomplishment.
Yeah, in a way, it's like the opposite of being limited because now I have three genres of sound to select from.
I do see that. I do see that. But at the same time, though, at the same time, it's not really limiting because now you get the freedom to choose whatever you want. So I don't take it as limiting. I take it as more opportunities and more choices in a way.
Yes, I mean, as long as I can still relate to the listener, that's the difficult part, is if once I start leaning towards one sound, once people don't like, we're gonna find listeners that don't like dubstep, for example. A lot of people don't like dubstep. So when I lean into that sound instead of the pop sound, I start to alienate people. So that's why I really try to stick to the middle. It's kind of tough.
Well, you're doing a good job of managing and at least going for it. At least
I
going
appreciate
for it.
that. Yeah.
That's really cool. It's really cool. But yeah, you have a very good point. Even I don't like dubstep. I like it sometimes, but
Yeah.
it's like a
It's
sometimes.
alienating for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. What? Yeah. You got it. But yeah, if it really is scaring you, then you should make your own sound then. Have you thought about making your like your own sound?
I mean, in a way, that's what I've ultimately been trying to do from the beginning. I have influences like many artists do, like Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, for example, but there are none of my songs that sound like either of those artists. So, I mean, I guess from borrowing from all of these influences, it is sort of progressing me towards my own sound. I think that's something that Travis Scott did, for example, where he took kind of that grungy, almost metal rock sound and applied it to the trap hip hop scene, and it became his own sound. It was no longer just hip hop or no longer this dark garage sound. And I guess in my own way, I'm trying to find my own version of that without copying anyone, of course.
Yeah, I totally get you. Totally get you. But hopefully, though, you can ultimately find what you're looking for. And hey, I got tons of connection if you need any.
Yeah, like producers and stuff.
Well, yeah, I do have a full-on podcast, and I do have hundreds of
Yeah,
friends.
I'm sure you got a huge network. Yeah, I mean, I'm always looking for vocalists to feature too. My first album, I mean, more than half of the album is features, so that's something I'm totally down for if we ever want to link up with that.
Yeah, of course. Just let me know, and in a heartbeat, I'll send you lots of recommendations.
Cool.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. But now I got that kind of. Now I got that kind of. I'm getting to know more about your sound and about you. That's really.
Yeah. And I think it's not always easy for people when there isn't a direct correlation to compare someone to. You know, like The Weeknd, for example, sounds kind of like Michael Jackson. So you can say, oh, he's the modern day Michael Jackson. And there you go. Now you can listen to The Weeknd. You have the whole scene set. But for me, I guess I don't really have that comparison. So it might be hard to convince someone. Hey, oh, he's kind of like this modern day or this version of this. So I think when I sit down and try to explain it is when it becomes a little bit easier to understand my sound and what I'm trying to accomplish. Before we can get to that, it's the groundwork, you know.
Yeah, totally. And I totally get you. Some people they don't know their sound, so
Yeah.
every single thing every single song they make is just random. They just pick any like random genre and they don't know. Like at least like you have a little idea of what you're doing. Some people don't, so at least you got that.
Yeah, for sure. Self-awareness is extremely important, in my opinion, when it comes to art.
No kidding. No kidding. 100%. Let's dive in some more because I'm starting to like this. I'm starting to like this.
Okay.
Now, as a producer, I'm sure you could probably answer this and no problem, but what is your method when it comes to producing? What do you do when it comes to producing and, you know, getting your collaborations going? Like, what is your what's your production method?
It always differs. I kind of go through stages. So I'm like totally an album guy. I hate releasing singles, and I think it's cool when people do, but like something about that I just can't wrap my brain around. I have to tackle like a big project of songs, and that's always the way it has been. And it goes through creative stages. So I start out, I mean, right now I'm going through this stage where ideas will just kind of come to me, whether it's a melody or just kind of the way an instrument might sound and the way it's layered. Sometimes it comes to me as I'm trying to fall asleep. I'll wake up, grab my phone, and mumble into my voice memo app, and hopefully it makes sense in the morning. And that period takes place for about 2 to 3 months, and eventually it starts to dry up. The ideas from the air don't come in anymore. And that's when I go through all of my notes, all of these weird mumble tracks that I made in the middle of the night, or while I'm driving or at the gym or whatever. And I start to organize them, and I start to say, okay, this is a song, this is a terrible idea, you know. And I, you know, I kind of go from there. When it comes to actually being in the producer seat, a lot of it is just scrolling through different plugins, different instruments, messing around until something kind of clicks for what I'm looking for. A lot of times I can hear what I'm in my head, what I'm trying to go for, but sometimes I'm just completely lost and I allow for the discovery to take me away. So that's kind of the producing part of it, where I'm just kind of going crazy. Then I'm throwing instruments in there, I'm throwing vocals in there, I have different versions of every song. And then the part that comes next is a lot less fun, and that's the polishing and the making it sound like an actual song part. And then I don't mix and master any of my own stuff. So once I finish that, I can finally rest. So that's my process.
Interesting. And that's pretty interesting. I mean, I'm curious to know, like, why don't you believe in, like, doing singles? Every artist I know, like, most of the ones I know, they have singles leading up to an album. But why do you believe in doing big projects instead of doing little singles building up to it?
I think it's... I've always just been an album guy, and when artists release singles, I'm usually not very interested. So for me to kind of go down the single path, it's hard for me to get motivated for something that I'm not motivated or from other artists. At the same time, it's hard for me to imagine myself, like I said earlier, marketing is this game it's so difficult, especially, you know, I think it's extremely difficult. I don't really have any excuses. Building this marketing campaign for 3 minutes and 30 seconds to say, look at this great accomplishment I did. It's one song, and, you know, just blast it out, listen to it everywhere. And people do that, and that works, and you are absolutely correct. But it's hard for me to imagine creating that momentum and excitement for just one song. And that's why I'm more attracted to making this huge project, so I can say, look at all of this, you know? A superstition, I guess, at the same time.
No. It makes perfect sense. I've seen it all over social media. People go all in now for just 3 2-minute single. They go all out.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it works. And sometimes that's like the hit that ends up on everyone's TikTok, you know? So I can't slam people for it, but It's just, it's not my approach.
Okay. But I do see why you're doing it. I do see.
Yeah.
But your way works. It does work. At least people get to enjoy it all in one, and you get to promote that one thing instead of promoting those little things. And that's like more production. You do like, I guess you stick to like simple promotion when you release big projects.
Yeah, and a part of it is, you know, if I were to show one song and it's from an album, it's only one piece of the vision, and it might not be as well understood as one song in comparison to it being a part of this big project where the album is the journey.
Oh, yes. I do see where that comes into play as well. So overall, I do believe that your process with everybody else's, they eventually, overall, they work.
Yeah. If it's what gets them excited, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yours is just as powerful and just as good as the other ones, because you get to have that simple promotion and you get to, at the same time, make the album the best it can be, and everybody gets to enjoy all the singles, all the songs in it.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. I like it. I'm all for it too. I mean, I don't record music, but I'm all for the concept. If that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's jump into more. So what kind of softwares and platforms do you use when producing?
So I got friends in music that make fun of me for this, but I think it's a completely legitimate music producing software, FL Studio. And a lot of people use that. A lot of professionals use that. And I'll watch people on YouTube who say, oh, this is how I produced this song for J. Cole. And then he pulls up his FL Studio. So I think a lot of times in the music industry, that software isn't taken as seriously as, let's say, Pro Tools or Logic Pro. And I think if I were to one day take on mixing and mastering, maybe when I'm a little older, I will have to learn that software. But for now, I'm just super comfortable in using FL Studio. And I make it work.
Yeah, 100%. And hey, that's nothing to laugh at. I most of my friends, they use it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I have a friend who's, I think maybe he doesn't think highly about it because he's more into rock music, and he owns his own studio. I haven't gone visit it yet, but he owns his own studio in Milwaukee. Might not even be open because I don't know what it's called. But yeah, he just completely was like, FL Studio, come on, man. You got to learn Ableton or whatever. It's like, nah, look, I got two albums and they sound great. So maybe next year.
Nah, forget him. Just do what you can. Yeah,
for sure.
Do.
And I think is like a little bit of a danger in that too, because it's like, oh, okay, if my software isn't as good, maybe I should learn this other software. But that's time spent not working on the music, you know. And it's like, if you're comfortable in a specific software, that's the software you should stick to, because you're not wasting time trying to learn some other software and maybe not even being as good in it to produce a lesser good product. Gosh, I can't speak words.
Yeah, 100%. 100. And I totally get that too. I mean, I've talked to a lot of producers and they said similar things like that.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, anyway, my mind's slipping, so I've gotta keep pushing.
Not a problem. You said this was your second podcast of the day?
Yeah, this is my second one. I did one earlier. That one was that one was a washout.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I'm still pushing. I do love producers because I love to have, you know, connection in case I do start recording music. I get to, at least I have some like support in the back.
If you're looking for something experimental, a little dark, I'd be happy to work with you.
I was thinking about doing that. I already have my first album in mind when I do start. I already have my first album in mind.
I mean, the dark pop sound is something that's really starting to, I mean, with Billie Eilish, I almost said Eilish, I always mispronounce her last name, Billie Eilish and The Weeknd, like they both, I brought up The Weeknd like three times now, but he's just so huge this year. It's crazy to see where his career has gone. But both of those are really taking on that dark pop sound and making it popular. So, I mean, it's kind of an exciting time to be in that genre.
I do have an idea of a song that could go with dark pop, so if I do then I will hit you up.
Yeah, make sure you just write everything down. I recommend the voice memo app. Just keep a record of all of your ideas, you know, because sometimes you forget about stuff. I look back at stuff all the time. I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of a good idea. Maybe I should try that, you know. That's what I recommend that you do.
Yeah, of course. And I keep a whole list of ideas. I put names of things I imagine, and I put them on paper, and that's what I look at.
Yeah, I love that.
It's because things happen in the future, and if I don't remember them, they could be easily like them away.
Oh yeah, it's so easy to be distracted by life.
Oh yeah. 100%. My God, slipping away. Now this is like a job interview kind of question, but I'm just curious. Like, where do you see this producer thing going in 5 years or years like beyond?
Well, I have attempted to produce for other artists, and I can do it. Like other artists have used my beats. At the same time, it's definitely not my strong point. I wish it was something I could get good at. And at the same time, I feel like because I have trouble producing for other people, I feel like I'm not that good of a producer. Like I look at these producers on Instagram, for example, where they're producing 2-3 beats in a single day and they're just grinding and selling them for $200-$300 a pop. But me, when it comes to producing, I take this weird approach, and I maybe start with a sound and I build on it and I layer it, and it's something that comes out really crazy. And it's like, okay, this artist that I was maybe trying to work for might not like where it's going. I've had some luck in the past, but that's something I would hope to improve upon moving forward, is like having some versatility when it comes to my producing, because 90% of the stuff that's out there is stuff that I did for myself, and it's stuff that's, you know, not really accessible to the mainstream ear, because I am so experimental. I'm always trying to push myself to be innovative, and I think if I want to produce for other people, which I think eventually I should, because, you know, I think people can only listen to my voice so much, and that also expands my small network, but hopefully turn it into a bigger network of music artists. And it would make me more valuable as an asset or music artist for someone else. But currently, yeah, I mean, I go through phases, like I said. So when I'm in the production phase, maybe what I can try, I mean, it's going to be probably December, January, when I actually start producing again. Right now, I'm just in the idea phase. I might try to make some spare beats to not sell, but probably give away to people, just to be more comfortable in producing for other people and hopefully open some doors there.
Okay. But yeah, I totally get you. Some people just don't have the ability to do everybody.
Yeah, I think what I touched on was the push to be innovative. And not everybody requires this reinvention of the wheel when it comes to making a song. And I think that's something that I should work on, is being more relatable in my sounds, you know?
Yeah, I totally get it. And you know, it's all right.
The process, it's always a process, the creative journey, you know?
Yeah, of course. And that's good that you're taking one step at a time, and you're taking it as progress, which I'm all for. Artists that do that, that's clever. That's really good.
Yeah, it's always good to challenge yourself. I think a lot of producers, they learn how to make one genre, house, for example. I say, holy crap, I got this formula. I can just keep doing this. It's so easy. You know, I'm making all of this money. But I feel like that's less fun. You know, I think it's always good to give yourself a challenge.
Yeah, that's my dream. Of course. And I also take what you're doing as, you know, as genius. So.
Thank you.
I like it. And I appreciate you taking your career as progress. I definitely see it going places in the future.
I think that's the way it always should be. I mean, on the off chance that, let's say, I built this huge fan base, I'm never going to say, oh, well, now I'm done. You know, because I love the art form so much to just say, oh, I've accomplished what I needed to accomplish. That would be just so disappointing. I should always be chasing my fullest potential at what music can be.
Yes, of course. I completely get you. I understand that. Coming from a producer side of things, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. And I appreciate you sharing it with us and being personal.
I mean, that's the game, you know? That's the art form.
That's really cool. I'm glad you're on that form. That's cool. I don't do producers a lot, so I'm gonna...
Okay. I mean, I'm a songwriter too, you know? So if you have questions for that, yeah.
Oh, perfect. That's good. What's your songwriting method?
I mean, it's the same as producing. I mean, I don't, I have a couple of methods. I mean, I'll come up with maybe bits and pieces of lyrics that I'll sing into my phone or I'll have in my Notepads app. But I never, I feel like this is what Taylor Swift does, for example, where she would sit down with a notebook and go from verse 1 to verse 3 and she has the song. It always makes me very curious on how one can do that form of songwriting. And I'm sure you've had artists on here who are able to do that. But I'm more of a... I guess my method would be kind of like making a log cabin. I got all these logs and I have to figure out how to put them together to make something work. That's my process.
Hey dude, no worries about that, no worries. I totally songwriter myself, so to me that's like good that we relate like that.
Yeah, writing is so tricky. You never really know where it comes from, and part of the issue with building confidence in writing is when you're doing it, you feel like anybody can do what you're doing. That's not always true. You know, so I think finding that confidence to continue to write is the trick.
Yeah, yeah. It is, and I feel that too. Sometimes very difficult. But I just keep pressuring on. I just keep doing what I'm doing. I add a little spice to me. I add a little spice to what I do. So I just keep doing what I'm doing, no matter what people
yeah.
do. And if it comes up as, you know, copying someone else, I'm just going to rewrite it and just keep playing like that. Like, I just keep going with songwriting because it's something I love to do and nothing stops me.
Yeah, you have that power. And that spice that you said, that's something that's unique to you. And that's something where you can put all of your, not all of your confidence, but put a lot of your confidence into and to say, look, this is good because of this, my spice.
Yes, of course, yes. I mean, you get it. I would really like that. That's good.
Yes.
But, so my brain's a little on the flip side. I'm actually gonna do this then. I just wanted to just get a little method of songwriting from you. This is what okay. I like to do with everybody, and I like to do a switch interview so you get to know a little bit about me. I know I don't talk about myself, but I feel like if we grow a little relationship, things will go better. So this is a time for you to ask me anything or dare me anything you want. I'm an open book.
Okay. So when you're writing music or writing a song, where does the melody fit in? Is it for you want to kind of get sort of like that poetic rhythm in writing lyrics and maybe the melody will come after? Or do you have the melody in your head and you're trying to fit words into that melody?
Oh, that's a little hard because I don't record music. I just do songwriting.
Ah, okay. So the melody isn't really present in your head when you're writing then?
Oh, no, it is. I'm going to go in depth with that too.
Okay.
So, oh my God. I'm going to go with this. Every song that I do, I always hum a melody to it to help me write. For example, if it's a song about a breakup, for example, I'm going to have an angsty, kind of angry music to it. If it's like talking about, you know, a life lesson, I'm going to have a motivational tune to it.
Yeah. That does make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different keys to that some people are super crazy about. Like if you want to have something more mellow and cheerful, you might go with C major, for example. It's something more guy would make, more dark and moody, a D flat minor.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there's any science to that, but that's just, you know, a lot of people believe in that.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the melody, it matters to me, because if I write a song about, you know, a life lesson, but it has like an angry tune to it, that could be a little weird for me. So every single song has its correct melody to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the last thing you want to do is confuse the listener. I've listened to plenty of songs where I think, what's the artist trying to accomplish here? You know, we got a lot going on. So I think that's good that you can kind of hone in on your vision and making it all work together.
Yes. Yes, you totally get me. I like that. You totally get me. But that's just the way I look at, you know, songwriting.
Yeah.
But yet, come on, is there any more you want to throw at me?
What motivates you to write songs?
Everything. And by everything, I mean, like, a lot of things inspire me to do songwriting. You know, like, for example, sometimes some shit happens outside this door, and to me that could be a good life lesson for somebody, so I write about it. Or something shitty happens to me, something horrible happens to me, and I gotta get that anger out. That's also a good one to look at. And if something I like, for example, if I like to watch movies, I might write a song about movies. That kind of thing. So that's the kind of thing I look at.
So it's like a form of therapy or the desire to relate. That's cool.
Yes. Yes, you totally get me. Totally get me. 100%. 100. All right, come on. Do you have any more you want to throw at me?
What is the hardest part about writing?
Hardest part is the song structure.
I agree. Yes.
It's the song structure and then the idea of the song. Because you don't want to write a song about love and just title the song love. Like, you know, like that's so cliche and stupid. That kind of gets, and then the song structure. Sometimes I would like an intro, but then when I put an intro in, it's like, it feels weird now. The song feels weird now. So it's like, the song structure kind of pisses me off. So that really kind of messes things up with that song structure. Because I know the generic ones, like verse 1, 2, and 3 in the chorus, those small things, it kind of confuses me. And I don't know whether to add them or not.
Definitely. And as a producer, that's something that I'm constantly struggling with, especially since I mentioned earlier that I'm always trying to reinvent the wheel. It's like I don't want to do the verse 1 hook, verse 2 bridge hook, you know. That is extremely tricky to be innovative and to make the flow of the song work. I get that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but I just keep pushing. So I'm glad that you relate to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yes. You got any more?
That's all I can think of.
Gotcha. Thanks for that. You got to learn a little bit about me. I got to know a little bit about you. That's good.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to be the interviewer for a portion there.
Oh, yeah. It's a surprise. I love to surprise everybody. I love surprises.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on. Don't you love surprises?
Sometimes. I like surprises in music.
Well, just take it as a music surprise.
Yeah. It is related.
Yes. And I hope today was really fun for you. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope I didn't leave anything out that you wanted to tell everybody about. I hope I touched based on everything. I hope.
Yeah, for sure. This was awesome to talk about the process. I think that's extremely important for people to try to understand in their own process.
Yes, you get it. 100%. 100%. Just wanted to make sure that I got everything before something stupid happens.
No, I think this is a super good episode.
Aw, you're so sweet. And I do appreciate you taking your time out of your day to do this and for being so understanding. Do you have anything last thing for the fans out there before we cut this off?
I will say this to people who are currently making music. I think it's important for you to understand your motivations. I think it's easy to become discouraged. I think it's easy to compare yourself to other people. Don't do that. That's extremely dangerous. But I think it's important to assess your motivations. What are you trying to accomplish? And why? And what does it look like, your final product or your artistic vision? And what will it take to reach that point? That's all I have to say there.
Wow, you touch me. You touch everybody. I think I might be coming down with water coming down my. No, you're crying, not me.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. Guys, make sure whatever you do before you do anything shitty, to make sure to check out Monty down below in the link for us. Where you, if you're not checking out this guy, then you're basically losers. You're complete dummies if you're not checking this guy out. Keep on supporting Wrap It Out Podcast. Wrap It Out Podcast. We are everywhere on social media, even TikTok. We just started that. Monty, for being here. You've been such a fun, inspirational, creative guy. I cannot wait for what the future holds for you. I wish nothing but the best of you.
Thank you so much, and you too.
Aw, so sweet. That's a wrap up for tonight, folks. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and make sure to support each other's music and creative styles. See you guys on the next one I do, and trust me, there'll be more. And just a reminder, season 3 is coming out in 2022. So watch out for social media. Peace, y'all. That's a wrap up for tonight. See you guys in the next one.
This is the Wrap It Out Podcast performance. Wrap It Out Podcast, available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Overcast, Castbox, Castro, Pocket Cast, wherever you listen to podcasts, it's available. This is Monty Corbell, Dreamlike. Dreamlike. 3,000 in the air and I feel dreamlike.
Oh, I'll be on the other side.
Dreamlike.
Tripping on you, tripping on.
Dreamlike. 3 more seconds and I'm mortified. I ain't satisfied when you try a second time, oh. Feel like I lost my life. Feel like I'm out of time. Feel like I am alive. Feel like I got to sit down. Discuss this thing. I make no promise and you don't feel prominent. All of this feels like. Feel like I got to sing. Feels like I'm ruling in. It's wild like Harley Quinn. Gullible like Charlatan. I ain't getting involved with it. But what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line with that? What's the bottom line with everything you say? It's none of my business. So what the fuck am I asking for? What do I do that for? I shouldn't say much more. I know I've been here before. A tidal wave. Ooh, thanks though. Dream like you got a wish. Dream like you are a witch. Dream like my life's a glitch. Dream like I reminisce. Dream like you never left. Dream like I'm better dead. Dream like we never met. Dream like it's anime. Dream like a fantasy. More like a drunk that doesn't walk straight. More like the one that doesn't find fate. I blew up like Pompeii. I'm not born to dominate. Can I reincarnate? And reincarnate. Astral protecting like I am dreamlike. It's more like lucid paralysis. This says I'll dreamlike. Dream like I'm better dead. Dream like we never met. Dream like it's anime. Dream like a fantasy. Oh, when will you tell me the things that I want to hear? It's not that clear to me. like I gotta find you, like dream, like oh, oh, oh. Going like this song will never end.